Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Jesus Christ came into the world for the very purpose of bearing the sin debt of his people, which were given to him before the foundation of the world, as that lamb without blemish or spot. The significance of him being without spot or blemish is that he was without sin, untainted and pure in his person and in his work. In no way was the spotless Lamb of God ever tainted with our sin, though he was tempted in all points like as we are, and had the full weight and condemnation of our sin laid upon him as our substitute and sin bearer. He was made sin for us by imputation, which is an accounting term and has reference to the legal act of his taking the blame for our sin upon himself and satisfying the law in our behalf. He was condemned by the law which we broke, and he suffered the penalty for that broken law in our behalf, in order that he might be just and the justifier of those which believe in him. He was ordained to this work before sin ever entered the world or man ever fell. The purpose for which he entered the world was to be our substitute. He has always been an acceptable sacrifice. Because he was without sin is the very reason he could take upon himself our sin debt and to be made sin for us by the transfer of our guilt to himself. He was born of a virgin. Not only was that lamb to be without spot or blemish, but it was to be the firstborn. Actually, this is but another mark of the lamb's purity in that it had not even shared the womb with another. In the case of Jesus Christ, he was conceived by the Holy Ghost in the womb of the Virgin Mary. The sin of Adam is passed to all of his natural progeny by imputation, and all of his natural descendants share in his guilt and blindly follow in his footsteps, gladly sinning. Jesus Christ was not Adam's offspring, and therefore was without sin by natural generation, or by imputation as the rest of humanity. He was without sin except for the sin of his elect, which was legally imputed to him in the same fashion in which his righteousness was imputed to them. He is a faithful high priest. The members of the Aaronic priesthood had to make offerings for their own sins as well as that of the people. But he who was of the order of Melchizedek never had the taint of sin upon him in any sense. Otherwise, he could not have gone into the holy place where he is now, ever living to make intercession in our behalf. He was laid in a new tomb. It was necessary for this to be done because the scripture said he would not see corruption, which literally meant he would not be tainted by it. He gladly embraced his Father's will. Many assumed that when he prayed for the cup to pass from him that he had reference to the prospect of crucifixion. I don't think that he feared pain or death, since he is the God of life and death. Many martyrs have gladly laid down their lives without regard to death, so this was not his dilemma. The struggle which gripped him was as the full weight of our sin debt was laid upon him. He who desired to be pleasing in the Father's sight knew that he would have to become unpleasing in his Father's sight, bearing the guilt of our sin, condemned as a sinner, in order to ultimately fulfill his Father's will, which thing he gladly did. He rose from the dead by his own power. Those that are in Christ, whose bodies now sleep in tombs and ash pits around this world, shall one day awaken to the sound of his voice. He has become the firstfruits of them that slept. There is no resurrection of life to those who are condemned sinners, but those who stand in the imputed righteousness of Christ shall be raised by his power, over whom the grave and hell hold no authority. For in him is no sin. Hereafter I will talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. He is triumphant over sin and death. He ascended back to the right hand of the Father. This is a clear testimony to his acceptance with the Father, and is a witness to his deity, as well as an acknowledgement of suitability of his sacrifice. He is now and forever the priest and king of all those for whom he shed his blood, being both just and the justifier of them. From that lofty dwelling place he will return to earth, even as he promised, to gather his elect from the far reaches of land and sea. And so shall they ever be with the Lord. Is Christ your sin bearer and mediator? Or do you expect to plead your own case before the judge of all the earth?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.